Randy, what are you doing?
I'm going to light the oven.
You don't light this oven. This is a smart oven. You speak to it.
Oh, all right. Oven, make me breakfast. I want marmalade.
Oh, no, no, no. You have to use the A lady. No.
Okay, A lady, I want marmalade and toast for breakfast.
No, that will not do it either.
Oh, the heck with it. I'm going to use the regular oven. I'm going to light it.
Oh, please don't.
Hello, everybody. Big R. Here. We haven't done that in a while, have we? Welcome to Accessibility Moving Forward. And this particular first part of the podcast, I would like to talk about what I have neglected to put in this podcast, which you will hear. And if it sounds confusing, it's sort of meant to be, because we have all kinds of files that we have to put together for the podcast, and some of them I recorded a couple of weeks ago, and some of them we recorded like a week ago, and some 3 weeks ago. So I'm hoping to put them in some semblance of order. So this is the first part, as I say, of the podcast, and I want to talk a little bit about the Amazon Smart Oven. Whoops. Okay.
Sorry. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, I'm not sure about it either. I named mine Amazon because, yep, there we go again. Because I have so many devices here, I figure if I'm going to be working with the oven, I'd call it the Amazon oven. That's what I named it. And it's the dot I named, not the oven. I won't tell you the name of my oven, but it's just called Big R's Big Oven. There are three letters in the next part of the name. I just did it because I thought it would speak the name, but it does not speak the name. It's just called Oven 1 when it speaks to you. The reason that I'm starting this for the first file of this podcast is because, to the best of my knowledge, when putting this together, we never talked about what goes inside the oven, and that's racks. So it comes with two racks, a long-legged rack, which is probably maybe 4 inches off the base of the oven. It has legs, and it's a wire rack. Think of a cooling rack, only in a circle. And then it comes with a short rack for roasting. The longer-legged rack, you can bake, air fry, on whatever that you want to do. You know, like you could bake cookies or banana bread or whatever, and air fry. And they state in there that it may take a little longer air frying than a normal air fryer would, because, they didn't really say why, but I think it's because the cavity is so large that it takes a longer time. But I have air fried in this oven, ladies and gentlemen. I've air fried fries and, you know, a few things. And given the time, I think it was probably about maybe a half an hour for a 2-cup batch of fries. And they turn out scrumptious. Now, I'll let you... And it comes with a round pan. So I'll let you hear the pan. And it's high gauge, whatever. It's like some of the best nonstick, probably like a copper chef base. And then I'll let you hear the rack. And it's all around circle, and you just put this pan that's rubber, kind of rubberized on the bottom. Only it's not rubber, obviously. It's some kind of material that can take a lot of heat. And I'll put it on top of the rack. And there it is. The short rack, it kind of sounds like this, and it just doesn't make much noise. But everybody did a great job on the recordings for this podcast. but we didn't really talk about the oven that much. It's a big, hefty device. It barely fits into my microwave portal, or nook, I guess, if you want to call it, that's built into the wall. The Braille overlay on this is marvelously done. I'm going to tap the oven. I know. I hope I don't say anything. I'll let you hear the oven. I'm going to open the door, and the door pulls open. It doesn't pull down. It pulls toward you. It's hinged on the left, so it opens like a regular microwave, but there are no pull buttons. You just pull on the handle like this, and it opens. So let's...
Sorry, I'm having trouble understanding right now.
That smells like bacon in here. I cooked some bacon. And I'm gonna put this on the turntable. That's my recorder. So you can get a sense of what it sounds like as I'm talking into it. You kind of sort of get the spatial feel of what the oven porch of it sounds like. Now, in the top of the oven, you would normally think it would be metal. I have what's known as a hover round, and that's a magnetic cover that goes on the top of the microwave, but I can't put it in this oven because on the very top of the oven there are elements, and this is what air fries or what bakes convectionally. And I'll let you hear what these see there. Can you hear that? Very heavy-duty elements. And the side of the microwave oven sounds like this. And as I stand at the oven, I can't reach far enough back to reach the back of the oven. It's a big beast. And I truly like it. One thing that was not demonstrated was the microwave portion. And I'm going to do that for you now. And if any of your devices are called AMAZON, you may want to put headphones on or talk while I say the word, because I'm not going to edit this out. I'm just going to say the word because it's just faster than to edit it out. And you get kind of a feel on what it actually sounds like. I'm grabbing a cup. And I'm going to fill it up with some tap water, cold tap water. That's good. We just need a few seconds just to get an idea what it sounds like. And I'm going to put it into the oven, close the door. After I do that, I want to tell you guys that sometimes I get, Bill and I were just talking about this morning. Sometimes when the microwave is done, it tells you your food is ready, and you get a notification on your phone that it is ready. Remember, everything's all synced up to your phone, and all of the Echo devices in your house go off and tells you your food is ready, or your oven temperature has been reached, or the roasting time has been, you know, reached. It's just cool how it all works. That's the cup being set down on the turntable. I'll close the oven, and I will say, Nazaman. Microwave for 20 seconds.
Microwaving for 20 seconds.
Now you have to admit that's cool. And I did not get a notification. I just got beeps letting me know. Sometimes I get notifications from the microwave stating that the food is done, and I don't know why. With oven functions and air fryer functions, reheat functions, I get notifications that my food is done. So there you go. That is all I wanted to say in this segment. I'll be back with more as this podcast, Accessibility, Moving Forward, moves forward.
In late spring of 2019, Amazon initiated a publicity campaign promising new features to come to its existing line of Echo devices. Amazon also indicated that there would be several new hardware devices added to that line in early fall. On September the 26th, 2019, both those promises were fulfilled by Amazon when they first of all released the show and tell feature for the Amazon Echo Show first and second generations. That has since been expanded to include all show devices. The second part of the promise saw the release of many new hardware devices that captured our interest. The one that really caught my interest, though, and the one that caused me to make a purchase is the Amazon Smart Oven. This 4-in-1 Smart Oven can produce up to 1,500 watts of cooking power depending on the mode that is being used. It has a 1.5 cubic foot cooking area as well as a 13.6-inch turntable. The four primary modes of the oven are air fry, convection bake, microwave, food warming, but it can also be used for defrosting, roasting, and reheating. After placing my order for the smart oven, I received the customary welcome email from Amazon to the product and a second email with instructions on how to set the oven up and have it fully installed. I was unable to complete the initial task with outside assistance. For some reason, I could not get the QR code that is on a small double D code inside the face of the oven door to ever focus within the app. I was really fortunate that one of my grandsons dropped by coming through town and was able to complete this part of the task in just a couple of minutes. Earlier this year, our good friend Terry Borden decided to order a smart oven, and I asked him at that time if he would record his attempts without sighted assistance to set up the oven. Terry graciously has done that, and the next portion of this podcast, you will hear Terry demonstrating his attempts to and successfully set up the oven. There are three attempts within this recording, and I have placed tones and shorten the silences between them because they become very lengthy. Again, thank you, Terry, for doing this for us.
I'm going to...
Adjustable.
Attempt to hook up this Amazon Smart Microwave totally without any visual help. So here we go. Here's the open album.
Reach menu button. Add device button.
Add the device. Philips Hue. Okay.
Oven.
Hey, we found the oven. Okay, we'll go in there.
Oven. Back button. Help. Setup. What brand is your oven? Amazon.
There's Amazon. That's what we want.
Amazon. To set up your Amazon oven, the Alexa app may ask for permissions to access your mobile devices by pressing Next. You agree to Amazon's conditions of use and all of the Next button. Next. Scan barcode button.
Okay, now I gotta scan the barcode on the microwave. So, from what I understand, it's inside the door at the top where the door closes onto it. Just a couple inches from the right top. So here we go, we're gonna scan. So click on the scan button.
Scan barcode, searching.
I just heard a beep, but I didn't get any other indication. Swipe the screen, see if we get anything.
Searching. Scan the barcode inside the door of your oven. Try again. Button. Try again.
I'll just timed out, I guess.
Searching. Ellipsis.
Turning the phone in different directions.
Ellipsis. We were not able to find a match. Hell. Don't have a barcode? Don't have a barcode? Button. Ellipsis. Try again. Button. Try again.
Oh, try it again.
Searching. Ellipsis. connecting your oven to laser.
Sounds like it might have took it. It says
connect. Notification.
Amazon Alexa. Now. New oven named first oven found. Say to control Alexa. It, say task 11. Turn on first oven.
Possible text. 720F. New oven named first oven found. To control it, say ask Eli. Turn on first oven.
Ask Ella. Turn on first oven.
Set up. Oven connected. First oven has been added to your Eli account. Next, let's continue setup. Next, button. Ask the Eli button lets you control your oven without saying Eli or microwave. The Echo device must be within listening distance. Choose an Echo to pair with your Ask the Eli button. Next, button. This may take up to 1 minute. Red setup. Ask the Eli button is ready for use. Press the Ask the Eli button on the oven and say 2 minutes. 2 ounces of popcorn. Next, button. First oven is set up and ready to use. Done. Button.
And even in more recent days, our own Big R has ordered and received a smart oven, and he has found that changes have occurred since Terry's successful setup process, and it in some ways have gotten much easier and faster. So here's Randy now to tell you about his experiences and to share with us what he went through to get his smart oven set up. So take it away, Randy.
Thank you, Bill. Here's my findings on the Amazon oven and how the setup goes. When I purchased the oven on the product page of the Amazon smart oven, there's a checkbox, and that's already checked saying link this device first before you get the oven. Should we link it? And there's a checkbox to check it and uncheck it. And it was already checked, so I said, yep, just do whatever it is you're going to do. I need all the help I can get. When the oven arrived, I called Bill to find out if he would give me the demonstration for setting up with the QR code. I thought the QR code was on the box, but it's on the oven itself, as it was explained. He wasn't around. Terry wasn't around. And so once I got the oven up onto the microwave tray above our cupboard, then I plugged it in and the oven beeped, and then a tritone went off on the phone and it said, oven has been detected. I went, man, it can't be that easy, is it? I went through the application for the smart oven, looked, and all the settings were set up, I thought. It ran perfectly. I didn't have to set it up with anything. It was already linked to the A lady, you know, the Exa lady. I'm not going to say her name fully because I don't want everybody's devices to go off. And then I thought, well, I'm all done. The next day, I went to give it a voice command, but this time I wanted to try the button on the oven to get its attention. You can either do it by voice control alone to ask the A lady to perform a command, or I could just press the button and give it a command. It's just a trigger on the oven. The oven itself has no built-in A lady. It comes with an Echo Dot, but the trigger was to trigger to send the message to the dot. So I pushed the button, and I found out with some sighted assistance, it said you need to set up a lady button to pair with the device, to pair with the oven. In this case, there is no speech output on the oven, so I didn't know that message was there. As I say, through some sighted assistance, I found out that that's what it said, was to pair the Echo device with the button on the oven. In the meantime, I called poor old Bill, and I said, Bill, it's not pairing. What should I do? You know, and so it wasn't fully linked. When he performed his setup, he had to go into the Amazon app on his phone under devices, go under smart ovens, and look which oven he had. And then there is a pairing A-Lady button with your smart oven, and you just hit you know, something that's pretty self-explanatory. You hit pair, and it said this is going to pair your device with the Echo. Continue, yes, and I did, and it said this will take a minute to pair. And ladies and gentlemen, for the longest minute I ever spent, it went on and on and on and on, and then it said your Echo Dot is paired with the oven. So I pressed the button on the oven, and it triggered the dot, letting me give voice commands, and it works great. So I'm telling you guys this so that if you get these ovens and you do have the setup checkbox checked on the page, it's not complete. You must pair the A-Lady button on the oven with the Echo Dot. So I hope this little bit of a setup in this podcast will help those if you decide to get the Amazon Smart Oven, which I really like, you guys. I really find this oven great. So I know a few of us that do have them. As those of you know, I'm a terrible name dropper. Jeff Bishop, who you all know, I'm sure most of you know from a lot of podcasts out there, he got one, and he likes his, and I'd like to get his thoughts. So far I haven't heard from him, but he will either be on this cast or he won't. If he's not, I know he does like the oven. He especially likes the Braille overlay on it, I know. All right, everybody, take care, and we will be back with more. I have no idea what we'll be talking about, as usual, but we're coming back. Stay tuned.
First attempt at cooking a whole chicken in the Amazon Smart Oven using the temperature probe. According to the instructions, the probe should be seated no more than a half inch of the shaft showing, that is from the handle down the shaft. The probe only senses from the tip, but it must be inserted at least that far, or at least that close to the handle. This is a whole chicken weighing 80 ounces, and there are some conflicts of printing in this area because according to part of the manual, you should be able to cook up to a whole 5-pound chicken. But according to the roasting recipe in this manual, you can only cook 64 ounces, of course, which is 4 pounds. So I'm going to start the oven. I'm going to let it reach temperature, and then I'm going to check periodically to see how well this cooks and how long it takes. So here is the command. Echo, roast whole chicken.
What's the weight of whole chicken?
64 ounces.
Convection baking 64 ounces of whole chicken.
Now, since I'm using the temperature probe plugged into the inside compartment of the oven and have the probe inserted into the breast of the chicken, the unit will not rotate the plate inside the oven as long as this is in place. So what time is it?
The time is 11:40 a.m.
Echo, when will the food be ready?
First oven will finish cooking at 12:56 p.m.
Echo, what is the temperature of first oven?
It's at 325 degrees Fahrenheit.
Echo, what is the food temperature?
It's at 325 degrees Fahrenheit.
Echo, what is the temperature of the probe?
That's not supported yet.
Echo, what is the first oven probe temperature?
The food is currently at 78 degrees Fahrenheit.
Echo, what is first oven temperature?
It's at 407 degrees Fahrenheit.
Echo, what is the first oven probe temperature?
The food is currently at 203 degrees Fahrenheit.
Echo, when will the food be ready?
First oven will finish cooking at 12:56 p.m.
Echo, what time is it?
The time is 12:37 p.m.
Echo, what is the first oven probe temperature?
The food currently at 208 degrees Fahrenheit.
Echo, what is first oven temperature?
It's at 411 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay, as you can see, this has been cooking up to 1256, which is coming up now, and this cycle should complete itself. At that point in time, I'm going to use a food thermometer to check the internal temperature of this whole chicken, both at the breast and on the inside of the thighs, which is where you need most of the heat. And as you can tell now, the oven has just completed. Says my food is ready. And I got that on at least two Echo devices because I have turned on that capability, and also it just signaled on my watch. Now, I'm not using earbuds today, so I'm going to lay the recorder down next to the oven and attempt to check this temperature without getting seriously burned, because this oven is very hot. I can tell you it really feels crispy just touching it. 146.3 degrees Fahrenheit. Okay, that part of the chicken is at 146 degrees. I'm trying to get inside next to the thigh now.
195.
Okay, at that point of the chicken, which is right at the thigh, above the leg and not at the joint, is 190 some odd degrees. I need to listen again. Get back in this. Of course, the phone's going to ring. Thank you. I would say this chicken is done based on the fact that most everything is at 192 degrees.
I have one last thing to show you. I'm going to make some garlic bread in the oven because I am having a split pea and ham soup, and I like garlic bread on the side. Garlic bread will be cooked in the Amazon Smart Oven, and the pea soup, of course, will be cooked on top of the stove. All right, so I'm coming in now, and I'm going to start the oven. And you can see it's very easy to do. That's my dog is drinking water. The first thing that I always do is I always have to check to make sure there's nothing in the oven, because these ovens can get really hot. Alright, there's nothing in there. And I simply say, Amazon, preheat oven to 400.
Preheating first oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Press start on your first oven to begin.
Okay, so which means that I have to press start when to begin, because it stops. So I'm going to grab the rack and the pan. Remember that rack, and I set the pan on top of it? Well, I haven't taken my hands off of the rack and the pan yet. And I'm going to unwrap the garlic bread. And we're going to put a half of loaf on there so it just doesn't go to waste. I'm going to unwrap the garlic bread, or open it, I should say. It's like one of these Kohl's garlic bread in the long plastic type bags. Out from the bottom. Oh, it smells delicious. Okay, and I split the loaf in half, and then I place it on the cookie sheet on the rack. And it's too big to fit on the pan, so I put it onto two pieces. Half of the garlic bread back into the bag and seal it up. Put it in the freezer and have some spaghetti at some point. And the stuff is quite messy. AC and wash my hands. And then I take a twisty tie. All right. I wonder what the oven temperature is up to now. Let's find out. Here's a cool little feature. How's the mat? What is the oven temperature?
It's at 242 degrees Fahrenheit.
All right, I'm gonna let you hear the oven a little bit. What kind of noise it is? It's fairly quiet, but it's got a heck of a fan in it for convection cooking. Awesome. What is the oven temperature?
It's at 267 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay, so we're still climbing. I would say it probably takes about 10 minutes to heat up to 400 degrees. I love the way that you can hear as the temperature rises. Oh, I didn't demonstrate something. The Ask A Lady button that's on the oven. So you don't have to say her name. And that I had to pair, as I told you in the podcast, so that it would connect. These dogs are very interested in the garlic bread. The Ask the A-Lady button is right under the convection cooking. So let's see what it does. You'll hear a beep, and then you'll hear the Echo Dot answer. What is the oven temperature?
I'm not quite sure what went wrong.
Okay. What is the oven temperature?
I'm not quite sure what went wrong.
That's weird. Can't you do that? No, isn't it? What is the oven temperature?
It's at 343 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay, one of the convection fans, another secondary fan kicked in. You probably heard that. Nazimet. Volume up. What is current oven temperature?
It's at 368 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay, we're climbing up pretty good here. And that other fan is that secondary fan I was telling you about. It's pretty quiet. And as I told you, you cannot put anything on top because it, well, if you're roasting, it gets fairly hot, so you want to make sure that there's nothing on top of it. What I'm going to do is give the garlic bread about, 10 minutes or so, and I time the bread and look at it in this case. What is the oven temperature?
It's at 371 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay. Now, I'm going to be fairly quiet here, if that's possible, because I want you to hear the announcement as it comes up to degrees. I just turned it up here. I just turned up the dot. What is the oven temperature?
It's at 375 degrees Fahrenheit.
What the temperature is, because it's pretty near impossible unless you have some sort of probe. The smells in this kitchen are amazing. The pea soup, done with a big bone-in ham. Well, partial one anyway. Plus the garlic bread, when it takes off, is really going to smell good. What is the oven temperature?
It's at 400 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay, yeah, stand by. Listen.
Your oven is preheated.
Okay, it's preheated. I go over to the rack with the round pan on it. Open the door and slide it in. Ooh, that is hot. And it's centered. I close the oven. Now it won't start until I hit the start button, which is in the lower right hand corner. I'll press it now. And we're off and running. Now, isn't it? Stop the oven.
Okay.
Oh man. Well, it looks perfect.
Okay, Randy, we're back.
Alrighty. Well, thanks for coming back. And what should we talk about this time?
Well, since you started dropping names, let's just drop a couple more.
All right, let's do that.
All right. Well, first of all, of course, you can get the manuals for the smart oven on the product page of Amazon, the Amazon Smart Oven product page. Mm-hmm. But they have been in PDF format. But thanks to our good friend and colleague, Parker Waddington, they are also available now on VIPconduit.com under their items of interest that he's made available. He's done all of that recoding for us, and we appreciate that. And there will be a link in the show notes for that.
Okay. Sounds really good.
Yeah. And one more thing, Randy, that I know that you were impressed with as much as I am, and that's the Braille label.
Oh, yeah.
For the smart oven. So What do you think about that overall?
Well, I think it's fine, and thank goodness there's a Braille overlay how to use on that page as well, so you can use it. I personally find it easier to use voice commands with the Amazon Smart Oven than I do with the Braille overlay. That way I don't have to step through menus, but thank goodness it's there for people to use. I have it on mine, and what I use mostly is cancel and restart on my Braille label. That's just because I like to speak to my oven.
And you love it even better when your oven speaks back to you.
I do. And thank you for, by the way, putting on that chicken demonstration on how to get it to speak back the total time that is left for cooking. So just a great demonstration overall. And by golly, is this not a slip there?
With that, we're going to finish this up and finally get it published. So all of you can have a listen.
Yeah, and you guys, really, if you decide to order one of these ovens, I think you'll really, really like it.
I know you'll like it if you'll spend the time with it that we have, because I use it every day, honestly.
I do too, and a lot of people have ordered, well, some of the people have ordered the Navage that we're talking about, and if you don't order the oven, you can just go back to the Navage and just stick it up your nose, you know. But we're really happy that you are.
We love you people, honestly.
We may not show it, but we really do. Thank you for all of your following. I just am so impressed about so many people that I've talked to that says that you are already subscribed in our podcast feed. You know, it's just great.
Yes, tremendous. Thank you again.
Yeah. All right, let's leave these kind people and get this thing up and published. Thanks.
Bye,
for
y'all.
Thanks for listening, you guys.
On behalf of Randy Rustick and myself, this is Bill Tillery saying thank you again so much for joining us on this episode of Accessibility Moving Forward. We are always pleased when you send us your suggestions and comments, reachingamf@gmail.com. That's reachingamf@gmail.com. You also may contact us via Twitter. Our handle there is @A11YAMF. That's @A11YAMF. Or you may leave us a voicemail at 218-209-2133. That's 218-209-2133. As always, you, our listeners, are the most important part of this cast. It would be worthless to do it without you. Thanks, and be with us next time for our next episode of Accessibility Moving Forward.